Chapter 2. A New School.
Greenwood Middle School or Greenwood Prison? It was 8:45 and Matt was outside the school gate. The gate was closed, but through the iron bars he could see the school. It was a big, old, austere building made of grey stone. There were two floors, with windows with iron bars. On the ground floor, there were three entrances with doors made of wood. Over the central door was the school motto in big black letters. It was in Latin.
Futurit aetas, carpe diem,
read Matt.
Time flies, live for the day.
Above the door on the left was the word boys, and over the door on the right the word girls. Matt smiled.
That's stupid,
thought Matt.
Boys and girls have to go in different doors.
Matt stopped smiling when he looked around. A lot of children were now outside the iron gate, all dressed identically. The school uniform. Now he remembered, at Greenwood School, uniform was obligatory. Matt, in his blue jeans, black trainers and red Newbridge United football shirt, felt very out of place. All the other children were wearing their green wool blazers. The boys with black trousers and a white cotton shirt, the girls with dark skirts and white blouses. Then Matt noticed the green and gold school ties.
They wear ties to school too,
he thought.
Oh no, this place is really behind the times.
He felt hundreds of eyes on him. He wanted to go home, but it was too late. The gate was open. The bell rang and the children started to go in, all talking and laughing. They were happy to see their friends again. Matt was very unhappy. He felt very lonely.
Boy!
Matt heard an angry adult voice. He looked round.
Yes, you boy! Where is your uniform?
Matt saw a short, thin man with an angry red face.
I'm sorry, sir,
he said.
It's my first day.
The man, obviously a teacher, looked at him carefully.
From your clothes and your accent, you must be Johnson, the new boy from the north.
Yes, sir, Matt. Matt Johnson,
replied Matt.
Johnson at this school,
the man continued.
We use surnames here, and I'm Mr. Briggs. Did your parents forget your uniform?
Matt was hurt, but replied,
My parents are dead, sir.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. That accident. It was in the newspapers. Your father was that famous lawyer. Well, I hope you'll buy a uniform as soon as possible.
And Mr. Briggs went away. Matt was devastated. He didn't have the right clothes or the right accent. And his dad, a hero for a lot of people, now seemed an inconvenience. He felt terrible. He wanted to go back to Newbridge.
Be careful,
said a girl's voice. Matt turned and saw a pretty blonde girl smiling at him.
You can't go in here,
she continued.
This is the girls' entrance. Mr. Briggs will shout at you again.
Thanks,
said Matt.
Hey, what's your name?
But the girl was already inside.